Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/AOIS21. All right, here we go. It is the year of coronavirus, and we are already in September. It is a year when we could have had a podcast every day about the most bizarre 6 months of our lives, and every day could have been completely unique. Yet I've done absolutely nothing. And so far, not a single cast released. The culprit is, as always, hubris, wanting to write a delicious cinnamon roll of a mega-novel, tomes of Proust and Powell length, and biblical Melvillian diversity of feature, which would transport the characters and readers through the entirety of Jewish history and make this podcaster of little distinction into the most consequential Jewish writer since Saul of Tarsus. He'd practically written the whole thing in his head in states of the ecstasy of upper bipolarity, and yet he couldn't get more than a couple thousand of its million words down on paper. Perhaps because there was something in his lower systems which knew how thin was the air of its quality. Nothing in Dimensions of Reality is anything like as simply ideal as they are in the shallower dimensions of one's head. To simply exist in the air of being changes all forms, which now evolve, weather, grow, and decay. Ideal form becomes energy, function, and comes into direct tension with other ideal forms. So therefore, the breath of life is not to be found in books that achieve some ideal state, but in the ordinary complications of everyday experience. This book was probably never going to be nearly so good as this podcaster's highest reaches assumed it would be. And were it ever to be born, even were it as great on paper as in his head, it would be a book of the type both you and I forever mean to read, and simply assume its greatness from the knowledge of the fact that it might collapse your shelf. The type of book everybody would fear and nobody would love, and in spite of all the scenes he thought were funny, a book meant to impose rather than entertain. It is just one of those many flights of self-deluded ego that populate his life story. It is a type of ego that many people have, the type of ego that shoehorns yourself into goals that contradict the strengths of the person you are, and allows you to pursue projects which everybody but you knows are made to bear down on the pressure points of your weaknesses, against which your strengths become defenseless. But every time, I'll show them. And it goes on and on and on, with ever more time, blood, treasure, months, years, and lives. Fortunately, I'll never be a person of particular importance or influence, because projects like this were once called the Vietnam War, or the Star Wars prequel trilogy, or Windows Millennial Edition. There are certain types of megalomaniacs, Lyndon Johnson, Elon Musk, James Cameron, who are attracted to the larger-than-life preternaturally, and simply know that to climb a mountain of greatness, you have to be ready to fall to the ground from the world's highest peaks. But this podcaster is not that kind of person.
Your father can be surprisingly sensitive. Remember when I giggled at a Sherlock Holmes hat? He sulked for a week and then closed his detective agency.
If he's succeeded at anything in spite of his failures, it's because he was compelled to bugger on, not because he was made of anything particularly sturdy. Let's give Cynthia Ozick a quick word.
One thing I'm certain of, that if your motive as a writer is something beyond the writing, if it's any kind of search for power, if you think you're going to get something worldly out of it, then there will be a kind of corrupting worm at the heart of your sentences. If they're not for their own sake, it will only count if it doesn't have its audience in mind. There is no moment of decision. It's who I am, and it's what I am, and it's inevitable, and I have no choice. It's always been choiceless for me.
I used to have the exact opposite point of view. I elucidated it here a number of times, that creating something which reaches across barriers to be truly meaningful and universal requires the feedback of an audience. Figuring out what a diverse audience of completely different orientations and backgrounds and tastes and perspectives which reaches out to everyone. And to this day, I still can't quite shake the corrupting worm, as she calls it. But it can't be denied, that worm kills the whole plant. If you're working in the arts for any other reason than the work itself, you're never going to get done what you want to get done. And part of the reason for my change in attitude is realizing, on the days when I try at all to dictate my writing and dictate the words rather than the words dictate themselves to me, I cannot ever write. I grow ever more miserable and beset by my inner horror. Writing, 1,000 times, has been what saved me and relieved me of this burden of existential horror. And whatever writer I am, however unread I am, however yearningly my heart wishes to be feted and venerated, or at least appreciated, I realize the only reason to do it is not for you, but for me. The reason to do this podcast is not because you want to tell the truth to the world and make vindicated pronouncements. Of course, you'll fail at both. The reason is not to be listened to or even to be useful. The reason is it gives your life meaning. It's a process that shows that you created something out of nothing, that your life has and had a purpose, that you can get thoughts that forever seem like an insane jumble in your head onto a paper with clarity it never has pre-formation, and therefore have something at the end of every day of which you can be proud. Life may soon get easier for us all, though I doubt that quite highly, and we may have resumed this podcast after a gap for precisely the period when it could have been its most interesting. But I'm no longer doing this for you, dear listener. I'm doing it for me, for my ability to create something that every day gives me purpose, meaning, a new breath of life, something to look forward to, a daily reminder to me, to my creator, be that creator God or self, that I have a reason to keep going. Amen.
Copyright 2020, AS21 Media. The AS21 Podcast Network. Your voice, your story, your passion, our mission.